The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five, I believe. First up, this would be sort of a Valentine's issue. It's about a couple things about Valentine's Day and a few things about the heart. From Real Simple, Heart Smart, More Than a Feeling. Reason number 1741 to take up yoga or another healthy stress buster. There's evidence that the link between emotional stress and heart disease is more significant for women than it is for men. According to a growing body of research, women and men have different physiological responses to stressors, with women experiencing more tightening of the small peripheral arteries and those within the heart, limiting blood flow and increasing the risk of heart attack. In one 2018 study, women ages 60 and under who encountered emotional stress were more than twice as likely as men of the same age to develop myocardial ischemia, lack of blood flow to the heart muscle. And women account for 90% of those with broken heart syndrome, a condition in which a severe emotional or physical shock, such as the death of a longtime partner, causes part of the heart muscle to weaken. Chronic stress is also thought to contribute to higher rates of heart disease among Black women, who are almost 30% more likely to die of cardiovascular disease than white women. So take this to heart for a healthier ticker. Diet and exercise are dandy, but don't neglect your peace of mind. And a little aside, 90% of those with stress-related broken heart syndrome are women. From Women's Day, the health report, 10 things to know about heart health, important facts and advice that can help keep your ticker healthy and strong. 1, women have bonus heart disease risk factors. We just kind of touched on this. Men and women share a good number of heart disease risk factors. Diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and smoking. But we don't talk enough about those that impact only women. Pregnancy-related complications like preeclampsia, preterm birth, and gestational diabetes that can affect health years later. So it's critical that doctors ask women, even those beyond childbearing age, whether they experienced any of those during pregnancy or after giving birth, says cardiologist Nika Goldberg, medical director of Atria, New York City, and a clinical associate professor of medicine at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. 2, knowing the symptoms of a heart attack could save your life. If that elephant on your chest pressure is a warning sign that's burned into your mind, good. This hallmark symptom is one of the most common signs of heart attack in both men and women. But it's important to know that for women, it's not the only symptom to pay attention to. Women sometimes have no chest pressure and are likelier to experience more subtle symptoms that can easily be confused with something else. Become familiar with these typical signs of heart attack and call 911 immediately if you notice any of them. Shortness of breath, with or without chest discomfort. A cold sweat, lightheadedness, or fainting. Pain in the back, neck, jaw, or stomach, or one or both arms. And nausea or vomiting. And then there's a little aside, hands-only CPR refresher. Push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees or Crazy in Love by Beyoncé. 3, get your blood pressure checked. High blood pressure raises your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke, and the American Heart Association refers to it as a silent killer because usually there are no symptoms. Having your blood pressure checked regularly is crucial for good heart health. This is especially important for Black people who have a higher rate of hypertension than other U.S. racial and ethnic groups, and theirs tend to be more severe. 4, eat with your heart in mind. Building your meals with the right foods can do wonders for your heart health and even lower your heart disease risk. Try Dr. Goldberg's 5 steps to heart-friendly eating. 1. Cut way back on processed foods. 2. Reduce the amount of salt you eat. Step 1 will help with a lot of this. 3. Cut back on simple carbs such as white rice, bread, pasta, and sugar. 4. Eat at least 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day for fiber and important nutrients. And 5. Eat less saturated fat found in fatty meats and high-fat dairy products. Number 5. Inflammation and heart risk go hand in hand. You've probably seen this term buzzing around as a new nemesis to tackle. Our bodies use inflammation fleetingly to fight injury, but the chronic version, when inflammation becomes a constant, can negatively impact your heart. Unchecked inflammation plays a role in harmful cardiovascular changes that may up your heart disease risk. A blood test for C-reactive protein can measure inflammation. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet, including lots of fruits and veggies, are anti-inflammatory habits. 6. Add some weights to your workout. Exercise in general is one of your heart's best friends. It helps keep blood pressure and stress hormones in check, and it plays a key role in healthy weight loss and weight maintenance. Combining cardio with strength training may be extra beneficial. It reduces the risk of a sudden cardiac event, and a meta-analysis found that it reduced overall body fat as well as belly fat. Try to strength train your upper and lower body to 2 to 3 times a week. 7. Smoking and vaping hurts. Snuffing out traditional cigarettes is long-standing heart health advice, and research shows that it's smart to put down e-cigarettes too. Vaping increases blood pressure and heart rate and is associated with a greater risk of stroke or heart attack. If you're having trouble quitting, talk to your doctor about programs or medications that may help you extinguish a smoking habit for good. 8. Sleep soundly for a strong heart. Snoozing well is of major importance for heart health. Poor sleep increases inflammation and can negatively affect blood pressure, diabetes, and weight. Set yourself up for better Z's with good sleep hygiene. Keep to a regular sleep-wake schedule 7 days a week. Don't have a large meal, caffeine, or alcohol too close to bedtime. All those can mess with your sleep. Ditch digital devices at least an hour before bedtime. And find non-stimulating wind-down activities that relax you and tell your brain it's time to settle down. 9. Sugar isn't too sweet to your heart. There's a direct and significant link between intake of added sugar, the type that's added to processed foods and drinks, as opposed to the naturally occurring kind found in fruit, and the risk of dying from heart disease, according to a study in JAMA, that's the Journal of American Medicine. Yet most Americans still eat way too much sugar. The American Heart Association recommends a maximum of 6 teaspoons of sugar a day for women. I think that's more than is in a can of soda. 10, and this is the last one, the shape of your midsection matters. If your belly region is a bit flabby, it's not the jiggle that's risky for your heart. The problem is the visceral fat below. It lives in the abdominal cavity where it wraps around organs and affects hormones. This can harm your heart even if your overall weight is healthy. No exercise or diet targets belly fat, but the AHA says getting 150 minutes of weekly exercise can help reduce it. From Real Simple, the books list, top picks for book club and beyond. They offer 5 recs. First, a stunning memoir. On June 27, 2019, Sloane Crosley, that's the author, C-R-O-S-L-E-Y, came home to her apartment to discover that somebody had crawled through her bedroom window and stolen all her jewelry. Exactly 1 month later, the former book publicist and author of cult classic, the book Cult Classic and the book I Was Told There'd Be Cake, lost her closest friend to suicide. In this book, Grief is for People, she examines how she confronted both events. raw, deeply moving, and laced with her trademark wit. It's a profound take on loss and how we make our way through it. Next, a thought-provoking novel. Willie Revel is a single mom who reluctantly left a promising journalism career in New York City to help run her father's struggling construction business in Philadelphia. When America's first woman president announces the Forgiveness Act, which would grant black families descended from slaves $175,000, Willie wants to apply both to uncover her ancestry and to keep her parents out of bankruptcy. But not every family member is on board. The book, Acts of Forgiveness by Mara Cheeks, C-H-E-E-K-S, is a heartfelt read that beautifully personalizes a current debate. Next, a parent's tale. India Allwood, an actor and adoptive mom, confesses in an interview with a journalist that her latest film is a shallow, inaccurate take on adoption. The media goes wild, and protesters follow suit. Her tween daughter tries to help to prove that her mom has a well-rounded and legitimate perspective on the issue. She contacts the girl India gave up at birth 16 years earlier. A dual lifetime story told through multiple points of view, the book Family, Family by Laurie Frankel, F-R-A-N-K-E-L, tackles the complexities of how families are formed. Next, a campus mystery. In the book The Fortune Seller by Rachel Kapelke Dale, that's K-A-P-E-L-K-E-D-A-L-E, Rosie McAllister is a member of the Yale equestrian team who has finally found her place among her well-to-do teammates. Just back from her junior year abroad, she discovers there's a new member of the clique, Annalise, an elusive rider whose hobby is tarot cards and whose readings become increasingly unnerving. This dark page-turner has excellent storytelling, strange deaths, class warfare, characters you'll love to hate, and fascinating insights into the twists and turns of friendship. And last, a piece of historical fiction. Beloved bestseller Kristen Hanna, H-A-N-N-A-H, who previously wrote The Nightingale and The Four Winds, turns her lens on the Vietnam War in The Women. It's 1966, and Frankie McGrath is a mild-mannered nursing student from a wealthy California family who's always done what's expected of her. When the brother she idolizes is deployed with the Navy, she impulsively decides to follow his example and joins the U.S. Army Nurse Corps. The gripping, powerful story that unfolds pays tribute to the women whose courage and sacrifice during one of America's longest wars remains largely overlooked. From First for Women, that's a newer magazine, The Big Impact of Pretty Nails. The time you take to care for your nails has positive psychological effects, say Japanese researchers. They found that the beauty ritual helps women feel good about their appearance, increasing self-confidence. In fact, women who follow a regular nail care routine were happier and more relaxed than those who did not. Study author Atushi Kawakubo says their research proves the practice is a valuable component to maintaining good mental health. To power up the perks, consider splurging on an occasional salon manicure. The investigators say the extra pampering heightens feel-good mental health perks. From Real Simple, Nerding Out, Matters of the Heart. Let's get brainy about that other incredible organ. Many people think the heart is on the left side of the chest. That's where we put our hand during the Pledge of Allegiance, after all, but it's actually in the center, between the lungs. We just feel it beat more powerfully on the left. Here's why. The right side of the roughly fist-sized muscular organ pumps blood into the lungs to be filled with oxygen. The oxygen-rich blood then travels into the thicker, larger left side, which, with an extremely strong contraction, enough to spurt water 5 feet into the air, sends that blood out to deliver oxygen to almost the entire body. deoxygenated blood comes back to the right side of the heart to restart the cycle. The journey takes around a minute, with the heart pumping about every second to maintain the flow, fueled by its own electricity-making cells. That's Anatomy 101. Next, a history lesson, more science and a little art. It used to get more love than the brain. Early cultures, including the Chinese, Egyptians, Indians, Greeks, and Romans, thought the heart was the source of intelligence and emotions, even the seat of the soul. The Egyptians, during mummification, would often discard the brain, but leave the heart, believing it held a record of the person's deeds. The English physician William Harvey is famous for finally figuring out the heart's anatomy in the 1600s, though unbeknownst to the Western world at the time, the Syrian scholar Ibn al-Nafis had already done so about 300 years before. At any rate, after people understood its mechanics, the heart was viewed as a mere pump, no longer a mystical ruler of the body. It is a source of emotions. The ancients were kind of right about that one. Scientists have discovered a cluster of neurons in the heart that acts like a little brain, as it's affectionately called. It not only receives info from the brain in your head, pump faster because something scary is happening. It also sends info back up. The heart is beating fast. Sometimes your brain will translate these messages as emotions. For example, an irregular heartbeat has been known to trigger panic attacks. And the heart shape, well, that's a mystery. Called a cardioid, it began symbolizing the heart in art of the Middle Ages. And while theories abound as to why, we still don't know. One interesting idea is that it resembles the seed of the extinct silphium plant, once used as a contraceptive. Or maybe it's just a crude rendering of what medieval people thought the heart looked like, given that the first person to draw it in all its complexity was none other than Leonardo da Vinci in the early 1500s. From First for Women, kitchen beauty staples that stars swear by. These ageless A-listers are just like us, as they too rely on items they have on hand to beautify their skin and hair. Here, the easy recipes to gorgeous from head to toe, and they offer three. Cindy's Dullness Nixing Facial Spray. The secret to Cindy Crawford's glow? A milky face mist, and it works because milk's lactic acid whisks away dulling, dead facial skin. To do it yourself, add a quarter cup each of milk and water to a spray bottle and mist your face. Rinse after 10 minutes. Halle's Skin Softening Body Scrub. Halle Berry credits coffee grounds for her smooth and supple skin. That's because the grounds gently exfoliate skin to nix dry patches. To do, add 1 teaspoon of coffee grounds to a palm full of body wash. Rub on skin while showering. And Jennifer's Frizz and Flyaway Tamer? To keep her hair looking sleek, Jennifer Lopez reaches for olive oil. Its fatty acids hydrate hair and seal hair's cuticle so strands lie flat. Plus, the oil gives hair a healthy, youthful sheen. To do, rub 1 drop of olive oil between palms and lightly pat onto dry hair. Well, that's pretty easy. 1 drop. From Good Housekeeping, Pasta e Piselli. This is a 5 or so ingredient dinner. They don't count little things like salt and pepper as ingredients. Active time and total time, both 25 minutes. We need 1 onion. Heat 2 teaspoons olive oil in medium saucepan on medium. Add a small onion, finely chopped, and cook, stirring occasionally until tender and golden, 5 to 7 minutes. Cut rind off a Parmesan wedge. Add 3 cups hot water, 1 tablespoon reduced sodium chicken bouillon base. We used Better Than Bouillon. 2 cups ditalini pasta. They look like wee tiny little tubes cut. and parmesan rind. Bring to a vigorous simmer and cook, stirring occasionally until pasta is tender and most of the liquid is absorbed, 10 to 12 minutes. And stir in 1 cup frozen peas and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Remove from heat and remove and discard the parmesan rind. Serve immediately, drizzled with olive oil and sprinkled with grated parmesan. This serves 4. And for your Valentine's Day, from Real Simple, tiramisu for 2. This dessert is easy to love. It's make ahead, fun, and almost as adorable as you and your Valentine. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 3 hours and 15 minutes. It serves 2. We need 4 ounces cream cheese, softened, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 1/4 cup confectioner's sugar, 1 tablespoon bourbon or dark rum, 6 lady fingers from a 7-ounce package, such as Savoyardi, halved crosswise, 1/2 cup brewed espresso or strong coffee, cooled, 1 cup fresh raspberries, divided, plus more for topping, 1 ounce bittersweet chocolate from a 3-ounce bar. Beat cream cheese in a medium bowl with an electric mixer on high speed until creamy, about 1 minute. Add heavy cream, sugar, and bourbon. Beat on high speed until smooth and thickened, about 2 minutes. Dip 6 ladyfinger halves in espresso for 5 seconds, turning to coat. In each of 2 12-ounce straight-sided glasses, place 3 pieces in an even layer. Top with 1/4 cup raspberries. Spoon about 1/3 cup cream cheese mixture over the raspberries. Repeat layers, ending with cream cheese mixture. Cover and refrigerate for at least 3 hours and for up to 2 days. Grate desired amount of chocolate over the top of each tiramisu using a microplane and top with raspberries to serve. From Woman's Day, some other Valentine's-y kinds of things. Cranberry baked brie. This active time, 10 minutes, total is 30, and it serves 8. We need 1/4 cup honey, 1/4 cup fresh or frozen cranberries, 1/4 teaspoon cracked black pepper, 2 2-inch strips of orange peel, plus orange zest for serving, 2 sprigs fresh thyme, plus more for serving, 1 8-ounce wheel of brie or camembert cheese, 2 to 3 tablespoons deeply roasted almonds, roughly chopped, and then crackers and sliced baguette for serving. Heat oven to 350. In a small saucepan, combine honey, cranberries, pepper, orange peel, and thyme, and bring to a simmer. Simmer, stirring occasionally and lightly smashing the cranberries until cranberries have softened and syrup slightly thickens, 2 to 3 minutes. Discard orange peel and thyme, transfer to bowl, and let cool 10 minutes. Place brie in a 6-inch cast iron skillet. Spoon cranberry syrup on top and bake until cheese is soft, 7 to 9 minutes. Top with almonds, additional thyme, and orange zest if desired. Serve with crackers and sliced baguette. And one more, blackberry Kir Royales. Active time is 10 minutes. Total time is 25 plus cooling, and it serves 4. We need 7 ounces blackberries plus more for garnish, 3 tablespoons sugar, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 4 dashes of Angostura bitters, 2 cups chilled sparkling wine divided. In a small saucepan, combine blackberries, sugar, and lemon juice with scant 1/2 cup water. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat and simmer, occasionally smashing berries against the sides of the pan with the back of a spoon until the mixture is reduced by 1/2 and syrupy, about 15 minutes. Let cool. Strain the blackberry puree through fine mesh sieve into a measuring cup. discard the solids, stir in bitters. For each drink, add 1 tablespoon blackberry puree to chilled coupe or champagne flute. Slowly top with a half cup sparkling wine and garnish with blackberries. And a Woman's Day kitchen tip, refrigerate the blackberry puree in an airtight container for up to 2 weeks. From Good Housekeeping, cheesy lemon pepper spaghetti. Active in total time, both 20 minutes. Gives you a lot of your evening free. We need 2 tablespoons canola oil, 1 teaspoon cracked black pepper, plus more for serving, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, plus 5 tablespoons lemon juice from about 2 lemons divided, 12 ounces spaghetti or linguine, kosher salt, 3 ounces pecorino romano cheese, finely grated, about 3/4 cup, 1 ounce parmesan, finely grated, about 1/4 cup. In medium-high-sided skillet, heat oil and pepper on medium-low until pepper starts to sizzle about 2 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in the lemon zest. Place pasta in a large skillet and add enough water to cover completely, about 4 cups. Bring to a boil. Add 4 tablespoons lemon juice and 1/2 teaspoon salt and cook, separating pasta and stirring with tongs until just tender, 7 to 10 minutes. Stir 1/3 cup pasta cooking water into the pepper oil, then using tongs, transfer the pasta to the skillet and toss, adding both cheeses in 6 increments and stirring vigorously after each addition. Stir in 1 to 2 more tablespoons of the pasta water as needed until the cheese melts into a creamy sauce and fully coats the pasta. Drizzle with remaining tablespoon of lemon juice and season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and cracked pepper. Serve immediately. And this serves 4. And you can enjoy it with a bacon kale salad from First for Women. Mushrooms give this crisp side a savory twist. To make, in a skillet, cook 1/2 cup diced bacon over medium heat, 5 minutes. Add 1 cup sliced mushrooms, cook 2 minutes. In a bowl, whisk 2 tablespoons cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons oil, 1 teaspoon honey, and 2 teaspoons mustard. Add 5 cups baby kale and bacon mixture and toss to coat. From Good Housekeeping, some fitness winners, just 2 of them. Happy Feet. These socks got high marks for cushioning and compression without feeling too thick. It's the Swiftwick Maxis Zero Tab, $17, SWIFTWICK. And Stowaway. No pockets? No problem. Testers loved how much fit into this lightweight pouch for runners. It's the SPI belt, $27. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.